When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so past couple of episodes, I was talking on debating with people. And the thing is that I'm at a point where I don't like debating with people anymore, just because it's very time consuming, and a lot of the times we out here talking about stuff that don't really matter. So back in my younger days, though, like, no, I was all for a debate. Like, I didn't care what it was about. Like, no, back then on social media, I would debate about the most smallest things possible, bruh. Like, you put me in an environment, I, fam, always, and I mean always, was down for a debate. I didn't care if the thing is this. If I would talk on something, right, that I had no idea, like, you know, or no reason to, like, talk about it, and I would be debating about that. I'll be debating about, like, even if I could be dead wrong in a situation. And I'm like, fam, I am still going to debate. I'm like, I am not going to stop until I get the last word. That was always my thing, bruh. But as I've gotten older, and it doesn't even really seem like it was that long ago, but as I've gotten older, the funny thing is that, like, me getting older and then also working at that cafe in Seattle, I felt like that it has really changed me as a person. Like, I felt that I really was able to build my patience, because it's crazy, like, that job in Seattle, you know, when I very first started, I was very rebellious. I think that's something that I've said before. I was very, very rebellious. It took some time for me to get out of that rebellion, you know, mindset and stuff. And eventually when I did, I had to say that my time there, it got better. You know, like, yeah, I still would bump heads with, you know, coworkers and customers and stuff. Even my manager at one point in time, or managers, I can't just say manager, I had managers, like, it was a few times, you know, where it was different managers, and I was like, all right, you're gonna bring that old me back, and I'm like, if you come back, I'm telling you right now, somebody gonna lose their job. So I'm saying, I'm gonna say some things that's gonna hurt some people's feelings. So, but yeah, it's something where it is crazy, because, like, when I was a kid, and this is something that I might have talked on it when I was maybe, like, some time ago. I feel like I don't really talk on it enough. But no, when I was a kid, I used to fight when I was in school. I had to say, I got into a fight when I was in kindergarten. I skipped first grade, got into a fight second, third, fourth, almost, no, was it fifth or sixth grade? I don't think I got into any, I almost got into a fight in fifth grade, but that was more so because the kid kept messing with me and stuff. So sixth grade, I almost fought one of my friends. There was a few times, I have to say, afterwards, where it was like, you know, more so because it was my words of me. I was like, okay, you know, I can't be just going around fighting everybody, but I'm like, all right, let me use my words. Let me, you know, listen to the people that are telling me to use my words and stuff, but I am going to use my words. I'm not going to use the words that's been issued to me, like, oh, please leave me alone. Please stop messing with me. No, I'm going to say some stuff that's going to have you thinking, there's going to be a reason why we gotta fight now. So, but anyways, no, like, as I got older, I did start, you know, using my own words. And yeah, it was like that for the longest, you know. And it was like, then getting into the internet, you know, having it where there's kids at school trying to, like, challenge me and stuff, and I'm like, fam, you gotta realize, like, what you're challenging me, like, why you're challenging me in the first place. It's like, it's stupid, you know. Like, I could think of some moments when I was in, even in high school, where it would be like kids, like the one guy I remember, he was mad, and I mean, I felt like, you know, you think about it now, of, you know, he had his reasons, but at the same time, it's like, fam, you guys aren't even together, you know, it's all like, and then my thing is this, it's like, instead of getting on me, you should get on your girl, because it's like, I can't help it if she's talking to me. It wasn't even, not like that form of talking, this was like when talking was just talking, it wasn't like now that talking got a completely different meaning. No, we were talking on the internet, and he had a jealousy issue, and so, I was like, I'm not going back down. I'm like, fam, that's your own problem and stuff. I'm like, I'm supposed to, like, oh, I can't talk to her no more, even though we cool with each other and things. Funny thing is like, I don't remember that girl's name. We ain't even friends no more on social media. I don't even follow her. I don't even know her like that. I honestly will have to go through the yearbook just to see, to find somebody that resembles her and be like, maybe that's the girl. Cause I'm telling you right now, I do not remember her, but he was debating with me online and stuff, and then eventually it did almost get to a point where we almost got into a fight behind that stuff, but I realized he was one of those kids where he needed others to fight his battles with him and stuff, and I'm like, no, it's like, I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to your friends, so I'm like, can your friends back up and things, and yeah, it was definitely a situation where I'm like, there was a couple of times where I did catch him by himself, and yeah, he really wasn't about that life, and so that's why I'm like, I'm not even going to fool with this kid. I'm like, because a lot of people nowadays where it's like, yes, I'm all talk and I will fight. You know, a lot of people nowadays, it's like they just all talk and they don't want to fight. But I'm like, me, you know, I haven't gotten into a fight in years. I'm saying it's one of those things where I'm all like, hey, if you want to really cross that bridge, cross it. I guarantee you, I promise you, on your way back to that other side, you're going to find yourself in a lot of pain. So I'm saying it's one of those things where I'm all like, you know, I know what I'm capable of, and I'm not trying to say that to like put fear in people, but you know, I'm just overall saying it's like, you know, it's those quiet ones, it's those ones where it's like I wouldn't really consider myself quiet, more so like I'm physically quiet. I feel like that's a better way of putting it, because yeah, speaking, no, I am not quiet. I'm like, I don't even feel like I'm quiet now. Do you know how many times my Apple Watch lets me know that I'm being loud? Yes, I am not a quiet person, okay? So, but anyway, But then it seemed like after high school, and then just overall getting more heavily involved in the internet, because 2015, that's when I decided to be a content creator. So there was like videos, and it was the best that I could do at the time. Like, I didn't have like the best of the best quality. I didn't have a job to fund my content creating career. I had a somewhat, like, the thing was this, it was crazy, because it wasn't even a cheap laptop, like, it was a laptop that I got for Christmas, but I remember what my mom, she told me that the laptop was, like, I think it was over $1,000, it was, like, $1,200, I believe, and so, anyways, you would think that that laptop would be able to get some stuff done, but nah, bro, it was like, that laptop was struggling, and it was crazy, it was like, I didn't even have it for that long, you know, I think, I got it in 2013, it was Christmas 2013, and that laptop lasted like 4 years and stuff, and people were saying like, oh yeah, that's like the span of a laptop's life, and I'm like, fam, what? I'm like, I'm trying to think, because I'm like, there's one that I got right now that I'll use from time to time, and I'm like, that one seems to be working fine. I'm like, no, it's Dell's computers, they're just trash. I'm like, no, there should be no reason. Like, I get after a while, but 4 years, bruh, do you think people are in the market of getting a laptop every 4 years? And I'm like, yeah, I was like, nah, bruh, that laptop was, it wasn't even like a full, it was like 3 years and some months. It wasn't even a full 4 years. It wasn't even after. No, it was literally 3 years and some months. All right. So, but because it was like, I think it was like March or April of 2017. And then that's when I had to go out and get me another laptop. But anyways, getting back to the beginning of my content creating career and stuff. So, but when I created my gaming channel and I was doing videos, people were trying to debate with me about my gaming videos. And so I think it was then when I started realizing, like, people are just out here debating over some of the most dumbest things. You know, I'm all like, you're debating over me playing a video game or how I play a video game? Like, I had people getting mad at me because I would talk at random times when I was doing, there was this one game called, like, Zombie Driver HD or something like that. And there was a guy in my comments, like, he was getting mad at me because I would just talk at random times in the video. And it's like, okay, well, for one, I'm focusing on the game. And two, it's like, I don't have nothing to talk about. But I know at the same time, people are going to want that. I upload it every time when I do a gaming video. I always upload the full, like, mission or whatever it is, because I'm like, that's one thing that I thought about was, like, I never know who's watching my videos. So it could be a person where it's all like, oh, I see that he's doing that mission that I'm stuck on. How did he do it? And I cut out that part because I'm not talking, and I only show the parts where I'm talking. I'm like, I think I remember I did that before with a video, and I was like, bro, there's so many pieces that's missing out of the video. I should just upload it the full video and stuff. So, but anyways, yeah, I was all like, fam, you're mad over that? I'm like, okay, then watch somebody that's either talking throughout the whole video or not talking at all. That it's that type of stuff where I was like, you know, because at some point I was like, okay, you know what? No, I'm just only going to throw, like, when I'm saying something, it's going to pretty much be equivalent to throwing a haymaker. Like, okay, I'm just going to say it one time and that's it. If you got an issue with it, then fam, then I'm like, I don't know how to help you on that. But it's like, I'm not gonna sit here and walk you through my channel and, like, hold your hand or whatever. It's like, no, bruh. I don't, like, I'm saying with my videos, it's either a take it or leave it situation. All right, I'm not gonna change my videos or my content because you don't like it. If you don't like it, then fam, go watch somebody else. I'm not gonna sit here and force you to watch my videos, nor do I care if you sit down and watch my videos and you don't like them. If you watch my videos and you like them, love them, show love to them, all that stuff, I greatly appreciate that. But if you're watching my videos just to find every criticizing thing, fam, I don't care about that. I don't care about that at all, because it's people. No, the funny thing is, then fast forward, I start doing reaction videos. People are trying to criticize me on that, and I'm like, fam, do you not realize that people are watching these videos? They are entertained by these videos. Do you think I'm going to listen to a crowd that is entertained by my videos, or that one person that don't like my videos? Honestly, sit down and think about that. Write that down on paper. Sit down and thoroughly think about that. You got a crowd of people that support you, and you got one person that doesn't support you. What are you supposed to do in that situation? I think most people would say, I'm going to listen to that crowd. But if anybody says, oh, I'm going to listen to that one person because everybody's opinion matter, you're never going to make it far in life. I'm going to tell you that right now. You sitting around listening to everybody, you are not going to make it far in life, nor I'm not going to take the time to try to convince you on why you should like. Because overall, that's what that person is going to try to do. They're going to try to convince that one person that doesn't like their videos to like their videos. Me, I don't care if you don't like my videos. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That is on you. You have that choice on whether or not you going to like my videos or not like my videos, whether you're going to support my videos or content or not support my content. At the end of the day, I'm like, fam, if you support it, cool. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's like the one thing I feel like I need to start doing, is thanking the individuals that support my content. I really do appreciate that. But if you don't support my content, fam, I'm not going to be mad at you over it. But I'm also, at the same time, not going to try to convince you to like my content. That's like trying to convince somebody. That's like trying to convince a Chevy fan to go out and buy a Ford Mustang. They don't like Ford Mustangs, so why do they got to go out and buy a Ford Mustang? My thing is this. I'm a Mustang fan. I love Mustangs. I mean, at the end of the day, I love all cars. I'm like, you know, it's especially with, like, muscle cars. Yeah, you can't take the muscle car out of me. I like a Dodge Challenger, Camaro. It don't matter, right? So, but anyways, but let's say I strongly, and I mean strongly, I don't want to say hate, but at the CIA, because I really don't like using the word hate. But yeah, let's just say I was that individual. I hated Camaros. I was like, nah, Camaros are trash. Mustangs are so much faster. Camaros, you know, there ain't no specialties about them cars. It ain't like the Shelby. It ain't like the Boss 302. It ain't like all the electric Mustang. They ain't got no electric Camaro. I'm saying, you know, if I'm talking along those lines and stuff. But the thing is this, I'm saying that. Why would Chevy come to me and try to convince me rather than convincing the crowd of buying? Because my thing is this, do you think you're gonna make more money off of that one person or off of the crowd of people that's already there? There's a crowd of people. My thing is this, all right, let's say it's me. I'm the only person in this world that hates Camaros, but there's a million people in this world that loves Camaros. Who do you think is going to, because at the end of the day, that's how they're gonna be thinking along those lines. Me, on the other hand, with content, I'm like, hey, as long as you just you know, support the videos and the content and stuff, it don't matter. I don't care what you, that's one thing I'm like, I'm never gonna ask for money. I'm never gonna ask people to send in donations or whatever is situated. I'm like, I make money through monetizations on YouTube and with same with Twitch. So I'm like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't even care about that stuff. But Chevy, on the other hand, they're obviously, you know, that's the way of getting their product is by buying it. So do you think they're gonna make more money off of me buying one Camaro? I'm not buying all Camaros, I'm just buying one Camaro. Meanwhile, there is a million people that has their money ready to go out and buy a Camaro. Who do you think they're gonna be sitting down and listening to? That's what I mean by, like, when people be sitting, because there wouldn't be no reason to be debating on with me on why Camaros are better cars. If I say that I don't like Camaros, I don't like Camaros. But it's like, and it's stuff like that where people, they'll hear that and they'll be like, oh, well, why? They're Camaros. They wanted to give you all these facts. And it's like, that's something that people don't really be realizing. It's like, okay, as you're giving me all of these facts, one ear out the other, I'm still gonna like Mustangs. So now what? I'm saying, it's like, and then it's funny because it's like, then you say some stuff like that, then they get mad and they want to like insult you and stuff. They're like, well, you're an illiterate. There's all like, if you can't see the Camaros are the obvious better cars, you're an illiterate. There's something wrong with you. You're mentally unstable. Then I'm like, okay, cool, nice, thank you. I'm like, is that it? Is that all that you got to say? Can you go on about your business now? No, I'm not that. Nope, block. I ain't trying to hear all that. I'm like, and it's funny because then they'll get mad because you block them. And I'm all like, that's the one reason why I don't like, because people be, it's like, for the first time in my life, I'm seeing how I was when I was younger. Like, it just now hit me like, dang, I was like this when I was younger. And I'm like, fam, but the crazy thing about it is like, it'll be adults that be carrying on like this, though. And I'm like, fam, I learned this at a young age, that debate with people ain't gonna get you nowhere in life. Why is you guys doing this? And that's, yeah, it's people like that where I'm all like, nah, bruh. You definitely wasn't taught some things growing up. And I'm like, that's why if you find yourselves in struggling situations, because, yeah, you want to sit around and be debating with people. So, yeah, I'm like, overall, debating is just a waste of time. I'm like, I don't care for it. You know, there are others out there that care for debating with everybody. And I'm like, me, I've gotten to a point in time in my life where I'm all like, you know, debating was fun at one point in time, you know, because I really ain't had like no worries or I was just going through life just straight carefree and things. As I'm older and I realize, like, you know, it's like I'm getting older and stuff, I'm like, yeah, bro, it's like, and literally in 2 years, it's like I'm be 30 years old. It's like, what I look like 30 years old debating with people online about some stuff? I'm like, it's pointless, man. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. I pulled the muscle in my neck and I'm like, dang, bruh. Okay, I think I'm all right. I think I'm all right. I was like, dang, bruh. I pulled that muscle and I was like, dang, all right. So let me just try to hurry up and get through this episode and call it, because dang, man, I was like, that is some crazy stuff. But anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next video, next podcast episode. But I mean, you guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, stay tuned for the next episode. Like, subscribe if you are viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on the podcast streaming service of your choice. Thank you guys and peace.